say 21. We've got the clouds keeping us company here, 67 degrees. Thursday talk around continues. Normally, we talk with Tom and Kathy from Chankabazoo. They said, you know what? We're going to let our guy Greg Giroux come in and talk about Wild Game Show night coming up in November. And I said, that is a really good idea. So, Greg Giroux, good morning.
Good morning.
And you've been a part of this Wild Game Show, I think, since it started.
Yeah, since Moby Dick was a minnow. How's that?
I like that. So you've been doing it a few years.
Yeah, I was on the zoo board for a number of years, and we worked to come up with a fundraising event. And this is the 20th year we're going to do this. Last couple years, with the pandemic and so on, I give a lot of credit to the folks down at the zoo to come up with an idea to continue some type of a fundraising event.
Virtual fundraising.
Well, virtual fundraising. Mm-hmm. We did it online and did the takeout meals and so on. And that was phenomenal. It was just amazing. I helped them a couple of times down at the community center, and a third of the community center was full of tables that had food on it that people were coming to get. It was just holy schmoly.
Right. It didn't slow much down.
No, it didn't slow down.
Right.
You know, and last year it was a good event, and we were getting a lot of feedback going, when are you going to have the show? When are you going to have
it? That's what a lot of people were missing.
People were missing it. Well, guess what?
It's back.
We're going to have the show.
Hang on here.
Okay.
There's a drum roll. Give you some fanfare, yes.
Oh,
Wild Game Show returns.
Wild Game Show
live.
Returns live. November 18th.
Get that on your calendar, folks.
Absolutely. Doors open at 5:30. We're at the community center. And most of the games that we did in the past are coming back. We've got a few new ideas that... it's going to be unique. I guarantee you that.
I'm sure.
Yeah. The big ones are still there. The Friendly Feud, the Jeopardy, and the Couples Game.
Couples Game.
Oh, yeah. Now, if you're familiar with how the Couples Game works, at the beginning of the night, it is very mild.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the night...
Not so mild.
Well, I was going to use another word, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
Okay, yeah.
And then we do an In It to Win It. Now, this one is going to be unique this year.
Mm-hmm.
The In It to Win It. Anybody that's there is going to be in it to win it if they buy any kind of tickets.
All right.
Yeah, so that's as much as I'm saying right
okay,
now.
Okay, you can't. You're sworn to secrecy on
well,
some things. I know that.
On some of that, yeah. But we've got the big ones. The Bid Is Right. That's our silent auction. We're going to continue with that.
Mm-hmm.
Food buffet. I tell you what, if you want something unique and absolutely delicious, come on down.
Mm-hmm.
Because... the crew that puts that food together, they amaze me. Over the years, they come up with some ideas on different types of food from different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had some of it, and it's like, ooh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Greg, I was there. A few years back, I was there, and a friend of mine showed up that I hadn't seen in a while and said, I just come for the dessert cart.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, everything there as far as food is just mouthwatering.
Yep. Spectacular food buffet and the dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is at the beginning of the night, we set out the food, and you can sample any of it and all of it. I would suggest all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's just absolutely delicious.
Right.
And then that is put away, and then the desserts come out. And you should see the people go for the dessert tables.
I know. Some people show up just for that.
Well, I'm the master of ceremonies, and I make, and I'm watching as they put it out, and I go, dessert is ready, and you see the people go, whoomie. And they're on the tables, and away we go.
You know,
we almost have to pause the whole operation while they're in line.
Now, as far as you being the master of ceremonies, you mentioned that. That is a full-time job in itself with as much going on down there. I don't know how you keep all the stuff straight, but you do it, and you do it well.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you. And it's fun. We've got some really good people there. They help me put everything together. And we talked with the various game hosts, and I said, okay, you've got this much time, you got to do this. And they look at me, you know, I'm standing there watching them, and they're doing their thing, and they look at me and go, yeah, you got 2 minutes left.
So I love it.
We try to get out of there by midnight. Now, mm-hmm. There's no guarantee on that.
Yeah.
Because we've got a couple new things going on.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So
I can't wait to see what's cooking here.
November 18th at the community center. The doors open at 5:30. I would invite everybody and anybody to come on down and have some fun.
Greg, how do we get tickets for this?
Well, we are in the process of that right now. Tickets are being printed. We had our first planning meeting this week.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a little time and then contact the zoo at 642-8709. There will be a lot of people out selling tickets here in a very short period of time. So
good deal.
If you want a ticket, I'm sure you'll find somebody that'll sell you one.
Right. I love this. We got so much going on here in the Twin Towns and in Wapton. We get done with Bull Bash and all the stuff we got going on there. And then we
get into this.
We can graduate into Wild Game Show Night coming back.
Yep. And I guarantee you, if you come on down, you're going to have a good night.
Right.
We have fun. And that's what it's all about.
Well, and let's not forget, too, right in the middle of it is the smoker, too. Red River Area Sportsman's Club smoker.
Yeah,
should probably mention that.
And end of October, we've got the smoker. And then mid-November, we've got the game show. So,
yeah. Fill up your calendar.
There's plenty going on.
A whole lot going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Good stuff. Greg, thanks so much for coming in. How much are they paying you for this, by the way?
Oh, $1.387.
Get you to come in and do the work for Tom and Kathy.
Well, look at it this
Gabby.
Way. You don't have to do any cleanup. I didn't bring a kangaroo or a zebra.
Or a llama.
Well, there
you go. Yeah, Tom actually is. We've had everything in here. We've had Corso, the bison in here before, too.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, man. That was a process. But Tom Schmaltz walked him in here like it was no problem at all. So. Yeah, a lot of good times with the folks from the zoo. And again, this is coming up. What is the date again?
Wild Game Show comes up on November 18th.
All right.
Wapton Community Center at 5:30.
Sounds good.
Come on down and have some fun.
Absolutely.
If nothing else, have something to eat and watch the fun.
That's what I get a kick out of.
Yeah, even if you just want to come down and have some entertainment. We can help you with that.
Right. And Kathy's sister Tammy usually shows up and watch the two of them on Wild Game Show nights.
Oh,
worth the price of admission anyway.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's
then,
always fun.
Stay the whole night because then we get into the couples game later on. You will be entertained.
Yeah, you
I
will. And,
you.
And you know, there's a chance it could lose its PG rating. I'm just going to say that and just leave it at that because
we're just on the edge. You know,
we're cutting edge.
We're
walking that fine line.
Yeah.
I love it. Greg,
that one is so much fun.
It is fun. They're all fun. Greg, thanks so much for stopping in. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It. It's coming up on 8:30 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning. Mostly cloudy sky, 67 degrees. It's Thursday, September 15th. From the KBMW News Desk, I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. A man wanted in the death of a man in downtown Fargo last month has been arrested in St. Paul. 58-year-old Roberto Garcia is charged with manslaughter and felony assault in the death of 53-year-old Cirillo Contreras. He was found dead on August 14th in the 50 block of Broadway North. Garcia was arrested Wednesday morning by the North Star Fugitive Task Force, multi-agency task force led by the U.S. Marshals Service. Williston man is in jail in Fargo after leading West Fargo police on a pursuit late Tuesday night. Officers tried to stop the driver for a traffic violation in the 800 block of 40th Avenue East. The vehicle went westbound into Cass County. Deputies deployed spike strips. And the car came to a stop on Dead End Gravel Road. 48-year-old Sean Galusha ran and hid in a field. Police used a drone and thermal imaging to determine where he was. Galusha is facing several charges, including felony fleeing and misdemeanor driving under suspension. He was also wanted for a parole violation. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 7-